Blog Talk Radio.
Planet Earth, welcome to the Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea. I'm your host today, as I am every Saturday at 12 noon Central. And today I have a special guest. I'd like to let you know a little bit about the Psychic Hitman. That's right. That's who we've got with us today for our special guest. And the Psychic Hitman will be taking your questions for free mini readings. All you need to do for your part is to call 347-237-5339, and we will get you on the air with the Psychic Hitman right here on the Metaphysical Edge. So let's not play around any longer. Let's get right to the meat of it. The Psychic Hitman is in the building. Hey, welcome, Psychic Hitman.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So that's a pretty heavy-duty energy to precede oneself with, is the Psychic Hitman. Can you give us a little explanation, maybe, about that wonderful name? I like it.
Well, it's a burden. It comes and it goes, mostly comes, but we're here today to answer your questions and take your calls, and by all means, let her rip.
Yeah, I like that. I like that totally. I'd like to say hello to everybody in our chat room today. We have Blog Radio 3. We have Guest 1806, Guest 1813. And by the way, guests, if you sign up for a free account, you can then participate with us in an interactive chat, just to let you know that. You can remain in as a guest if you like, or you can sign up for a free account, and then you can chit-chat with us in the interactive chat room. I see Pamela. Hello, Pam. Pam's with us today. Pam is a good buddy from Arkansas, where she says it's raining out there today.
Hello, Pam. It's anything but raining here. It's gorgeous and sunny and hot. It's just like Florida.
Yeah, you betcha. And Sandra's with us, and guest 1818. So, yay. Sandra says it's raining where she is, too, when both women are happy that there's no tornadoes, I betcha.
No doubt.
No tornadoes. When you live in Tornado Alley, one has to consider that. I know. I burned a little sage today before you came in. The Psychic Hitman is live in our studio today, and I just burned some sage so that I make sure that the air is nice and positive and cleansed for when you come in to do your readings. How long have you been doing readings, or can you tell me how this all started for you? I mean, I know you're a strict artist, I guess we could say.
I'm a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been practicing and training for about 45 years now,
and right.
That's how I got involved.
I'm blessing you with the sage. You're welcome. So we bless each other with the sage, and it's good. Clearing the air, what do you think we get right to the telephone calls? Because while you're talking to people, I think that you might be able to let out a little bit more and a little bit more about how you came to be known as the Psychic Hitman. I think really what our callers want to know is, when are you going to take my call? So let's take Susan first. How about that? Susan, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Just wonderful, thank you. You're on live with the Psychic Hitman and Dee. How can we help you?
Well, things have been really shifting for the better. And just like one thing looming right now that I'd like to know about my potential son-in-law. He's applying for a job, and I think he's got a chance at it. So I was wondering if you sense anything around it.
Psychic Hitman, do you get a hit on that?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good. Just the fact that he's out there applying himself.
Yeah, you got to lower
your radio.
Yeah, sorry. There you go. You're better.
But the fact that he's applying himself lends him to a positive nature. And it feels good. It sounds like he's got a real good shot.
Good, good. You know how much longer that they're going to take?
Not long, I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be much, much longer. I'm just hoping not more than 2 weeks.
That's interesting. I was getting about 3 weeks, 21 days is what I'm getting. And he'll be fine. And he's got his ducks in a row, your son-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. He's got some good experience to get the job, so... You know, but I understand that they're busy and the hiring process sometimes takes, you know, a while.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's you want to make sure that you're, how could I put it? They're looking at a lot of people. So when they make the decision, it will be, you know, solid. And it will he'll go either way. And he's going to be working soon, so I see him working within 3 weeks.
Excellent. So there's probably this job.
Yeah. How old a man is this we're talking about?
He's 30.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it feels positive to me.
Good. Okay. Good news.
Cool.
Yeah, they got a baby on the way, so things need to get moving here.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sounds like someone else I know having a baby on the way.
Who's that?
The Psychic Hitman's about to be. Yeah, the Psychic Hitman's about to become a granddaddy for the first time.
Oh, me too. That isn't it exciting?
Yes, it is.
I am
very
so excited.
Fun. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that we live long enough to see grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty cool. Wow.
It is.
But I don't think you should stress over your prospective son-in-law's employment. I get a good feeling. It feels like he will be working very shortly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. I'm feeling it too, dear. I think he's going to be just fine. Give the man a chance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah, I feel good about him too.
Good.
Thank you very much.
In and warmest blessings, dear.
You too. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hitman.
Oh, you're welcome. It was lovely to speak to you. You have a great day.
You too.
Cool. All right, Hitman. Well, you.
All right.
You got through that. Your first call ever. Look at you. So, do you think it's the 40 years of Zen that gives you your abilities to grasp people's energy fields, like right off the bat?
I think I put it down to being a teacher for so many years, and you're involved in martial arts with the human psyche, and it's not just a strictly physical situation. You're involved in all aspects and facets of people's lives, and you just become very acute.
Dang. I like the way that sounds. Let's ask Kimberly what she thinks.
Okay, let's ask Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, what do you think?
I think he's exactly right. He's been a teacher for that long, and martial arts has to do with the mind and the body working together. So that attunes you, especially being a teacher, that attunes you to other people's psyche, as he said.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes from the children. I've trained thousands of children in my career, and for some reason, the children are very, very open and, you know, they're not withdrawn yet as an adult, and you know, they just let it all hang out, and so it gives you opportunity to get right involved in their psyche and understand what they're all about.
Right.
Do you have a question for us too, dear?
Yes.
I love your comment. For it.
Yes, my question is about potential job offers in Georgia. Right now I'm in South Carolina, but I'm moving to Georgia, and I just want to know, I guess, when they're going to start calling me. I've been teaching for about eight and a half years, almost 9 years, and I really want to do something outside of the classroom, but I still apply to teaching positions also. So that's my question.
I get a feeling that there's something for you outside the classroom.
Okay.
I'm getting a feeling of a tutor of some sort, a guidance counselor of some sort, perhaps in a school setting, but outside the classroom in a different capacity. That makes sense?
I like that.
Yes. Yes.
That's heavy duty.
You know, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you can help young people, your students, if you will,
mm-hmm.
in a different capacity, in a guidance-type capacity.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That applies, yeah. I think that sounds like a real good hit you got there.
A hit.
Man, that's a hit, all right. You done good on that one. You know what? I feel that, too, Kimberly, but you are definitely a teacher. I mean, that energy is all around you. But it's not just children. I'm feeling that you teach all those who you reach, who you touch. People get you. There's something about you and the way you present yourself that people just get it. And if they get it, then they get you. And then they get what you're giving them. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, good deal.
I think that's
yeah.
where I'm getting the guidance counselor from that energy
that's around her, yeah.
Yeah, that guidance teaching energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I'm getting the guidance counselor type person from.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Georgia's a wonderful place to live. I know you'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I will too, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, honey, you stay on the course and you stick at it, and I'm sure you'll be just fine.
I will, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. You have
yeah.
a great day.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, you all too.
One
okay.
Blessing. Thank
all
you,
right.
Kimberly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a wonderful thing. She recognized the teacher in you, and you recognized the teacher in her. That's interesting. That's nice that energy connected. Very cool. I think we've got Audrey on the line. Audrey, is that you?
Yes, it is. This is me. V and the Psychic Hitman. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, Audrey.
Yeah, I love the name. I love the name. And he sounds so strong and masculine on the phone.
Oh,
so manly.
I'm very macho.
He is macho. Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a macho,
he's a
macho
man.
I love
yeah.
it.
Okay.
So thank you so much. Yes, here's my question. It's kind of tricky, but I'm going to try to articulate it as well as I can. I am in the process of moving, too. It seems like Kimberly, we're off and ready to go to the races. Ready to mm-hmm. go to, I'm going to Arizona, however, moving out of Texas in 2 months. The thing is, I'm with a current company now.
You and Pamela in the chat room. Pamela in the chat room's off to Arizona as well.
Oh, cool. So I'm,
yeah,
I'm
you'll
ready
have
to. Yes, hi. Hey, Pam. You got a new friend. I'm curious if the company I'm with now, because I've been putting out some other resumes, I'm not sure how long I'll be with this company. Will I, when I'm there in 2 months, will I already know that I'm going to accept another offer, or will I still be with this other, the company I'm with now?
I get the feeling you should speak with the company that you're with now. Let them know exactly what you like and don't like, and what your position is in that company, and feel them out and see what they have to say about that before changing companies.
Before, give them a chance first. But I can I don't feel comfortable telling them, asking them for a transfer now, because it's only been like 4 or 5, 5 months, and I think that because they like someone in this area of Texas. What do you think of me asking them when I get over to Arizona, already moved, and then ask them and say, look, my guy had to move. We had to suddenly move, and I want to keep my position here. Will you be okay with that? His name is Bill, by the way, my boss.
Okay, well, I would probably sit down with Bill and have a conversation and keep your end of the conversation really simple, not really, really heartfelt, just sincere, and this is what I'd like, and, you know, where are you on it? I'd like to go to Arizona. I'd like to stay with the company. I'd like to move up the ranks in the company and try different positions in the same company, and just feel him out and see how he feels about it all before you get too wrapped up in putting out resumes and queries for other positions in other companies.
Oh, really? Do you feel that he'll say yes?
I'm not getting anything like that, but I am getting, for some reason, that you should sit down and have a conversation. But like I say, I wouldn't suggest getting animated or real excited, just business-like, and you know, this is what I would like, that, you know, how do you feel about it? That's the approach that I feel.
Yeah, he's far away in southern Texas. He's a plane ride away, so I can't really sit with him. You know, I have to talk to him on the phone. But it just still feels premature. I mean, should I wait a month or a few weeks before I leave? I have a fear. I don't want to lose my job.
No, I wouldn't wait.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No. I mean, if it's important to you and you really like your position, I'd get on the plane. I mean, and that...
Oh, really?
That speaks volumes. You'll get on an airplane and go and sit face-to-face with the man and have this...
Yeah, Yeah, I guess there's a part of me that doesn't want to stay in this industry, that doesn't really want to stay, that is open to something else anyways. And that's why I wouldn't want to just fly down there and face him, you know.
I can see you as a used car saleswoman making lots of money with very expensive cars.
You're
going to laugh at that, but I honest to God, can see that as a method to be utilized for you, a method to be used. Fast money, a lot of money, fast.
What kind of car?
Very expensive, like Lexus or, you know, Jaguars or something, you know, Cadillac, something, you know, American or imported, but something that's worth a lot of money. And I could see that, and I could see you just doing a great job. You could sell anything. You could sell ice to the Eskimo. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so persuasive, huh, when it comes to business stuff. But thank you, Bea. But you think that when is that opportunity going to present itself?
Well, after you move, I feel that you're going to run into something like that. It's going to be fun, and you might do it for a while, and just to get yourself established. And then I still feel that eventually, you know, that you'll have your own business. And we've got to move on. We've got more callers.
Okay,
in
thank you, Bo. Thank you, Psyche Kit. Thank you. Love you, both.
I want to let everybody know that Audrey's show is now on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And catch Audrey on My Beauty Angel every Thursday. Right, Audrey?
Yay! Yes, thank you. Yay. Thank you, Bea. It's part all of right, Bea's no. Greater Good Ministries programming. All
yeah,
inspiration,
and
all the time.
There
Bea,
you go.
Oh, Bea, you're my guest. Make sure you tell them you're my guest this oh, next
hi.
Thursday.
I'm your guest this Thursday. It's a good thing you told me.
I'm honored. I'm so excited.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you.
We're gonna have fun. That's great. Oh my gosh, my calendar.
Okay, I'm
gonna
listen. I'm gonna listen to the show.
Okay, darling. Thank you, Audrey. Hey, we've got a question from our chat room. Lil Fairy says, she says, I have a question. I will be joining a new job on Monday. However, I am missing male coworker V a lot from my old job. I'd like to ask if there's any connection between us. That's Lil Fairy and V. Do you get anything from that psychic hitman?
Yeah, I do. She should go and have a coffee with V and, you know, see how it goes. Just kind of as friends to say hello and tell V that you miss them. That would be my suggestion.
I kind of get the feel that V is missing you too, Little Fairy, so you might want to do a little contact.
That's
there.
What I thought.
Yeah. I get that, too. I think that's great. I like
I
it.
I think it's a hit.
All right. Let's go. I'm going down the list here to see where our next caller is. I think it's Tina. And it is. Hey, Tina. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. Here, you guys. Nicole. Thank you guys for having the show.
Absolutely. How can we help you today? You got the psychic hitman and B on the line with you.
Oh, great. Oh, I just wanted to know what you get from Brief and Michael in our relationship.
Okay, so Tina and Michael, what's going on with Michael? He's cocking his head to one side, the hitman. So Michael is putting off a little bit of mixed energy, huh?
Yeah, and I kind of missed what she said there. What did you say about you and Michael?
I just wanted to know what did you get from him in our relationship.
I don't know. How long has the relationship been ongoing?
About 2 months.
Cool.
Okay. I get an easy breeze. Does that make sense? I get just an easy breeze, just floating along.
Okay.
But I'm not getting a real serious vibe. If that's
yes.
what you're looking for or thinking, is that what you're looking for?
Well, no. B has been guiding me, and she's been on point. So I just wanted to stay up track.
Yeah. She was trying to get it from you to get a different vibe to see what you thought. I read for Tina before. I got Michael's number.
Oh, you do? Okay. I wouldn't doubt me.
So what do you get? I'm sorry?
What's that, hon?
No, I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said B's usually right on point. She's normally got a hit.
Yes, she does. So what do you get from him this week, B?
I get Michael is walking in a straight path. I don't see him spinning his wheels in mud. I don't see him second-guessing himself. I see him moving forward. So is there a job change there for him?
Yes, that's what he's trying to do. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's moving, heading straight for it. That's absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Moving
okay,
right
so
toward
his,
it. Oh.
Oh, good. So his energy is okay. He's not afraid of.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's going to be just fine with that. How are you doing? Because you've got some crazy energy around you.
Yeah, I have an ex trying to get back with me today. He has to go with my son, and I'm not thinking about him. And I have to write a 10-page paper. So, yeah, you're right. I have a lot
of
things.
Yeah, I can feel that crazy energy going on around you. Don't worry about it, dear. Everything is going to work out smoothly and perfectly for you. And, true. And did you start your ministry yet?
Not really.
All right.
Just my ministry. Yeah, just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that ministry is so close. I just feel it all around you.
I'm like in the theology. Yeah, you're right. Like, I'm taking psychology for the counseling part of my school.
Yeah.
Is kind of like almost theology. That's what you're getting. You're right. And they're defining it and teaching us how to counsel people. So, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing now. So do you see the time frame that Michael's coming to visit?
Do you get anything, Hitman?
No.
I'm getting 4. So that's giving me 4 weeks. Yeah.
Hitman is thinking about football season and doing push-ups. That's what he's thinking about over there. He's like, what is she talking about? He's over there looking at his biceps, talking about, what is she talking about?
She caught you. Yeah, she caught you. Oh, my. That is so funny.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure, Tina. Much love your way, darling. We'll be moving right along to our next caller.
Thanks for calling, Tina.
Yeah.
All
bye,
right.
Dear.
Thank you. Bye.
She caught you flexing that bicep, bitch. She saw that right through the microphone. Dang. Area code 570. Hi. You're live and on the air.
Hi. My name is Terry, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Hey, Terry.
And,
hey, Pennsylvania. How can we help you today?
I have a question. I'm a widow, and I've been involved with this man for the past year, and we're talking about moving forward and moving. I don't know if he's moving in with me or am I moving that way towards him. See what you could pick up.
See what?
She wants to see what we could pick up.
Oh, I pick up easy, easy.
Yeah.
Just let it flow and... don't get real excited about his house, your house. Just kind of ride it right down the middle, and whatever suits you all and makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, that would be the direction to go.
Yeah, I'm getting that. He's coming
good.
Towards you. Yeah.
Is that a hit?
That's a hit. I own my own home, and I had it up for sale, and it just didn't fly, so I thought it wasn't meant to be. He actually rent, so... I thought
towards you. Yeah. Yeah, he's coming towards you. That's what I get, too.
Oh, that's good. That would make it a lot easier for me with my job and all. Well, that's great.
Yeah,
That was pretty right on.
What the hitman says, the hitman is saying that you just go slow with it and don't over-anticipate. Let it all ride out naturally because it's
okay.
A good thing. Yeah,
oh,
you
good,
got a good thing
good.
There.
It is a good thing, and I'm very, very happy with it. Well, thank you. That puts my perspective a lot better. Thank you very much.
Oh,
good.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dear. Well, wow. Well, yeah, I got what you were saying. I mean, I picked right up on that right with you. You were...
Another hit.
You got another hit, man. Woo-hoo, I'm telling you. Well, let's go. I think it's 916, area code 916. You're live and on the air with the psychic hitman and B. Hi.
Hi. I was standing out the library because you told me I'd be second call, and I decided to come in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I'm in, and I might get caught talking, but anyway.
Uh-oh.
You made it to my call. I know. I noticed I got bumped during one of the times that you answered somebody after you answered me, and I had to call back in, so I probably lost my place.
Sorry, dear. I didn't notice your number. So?
I just, there's a whole lot of questions, so I don't really know what they'll throw out at you, but I'll just ask the question about the person from the Stargate meeting, the Stargate meetings I go to, the meditation. The last name is Harris. Am I going to be working with this person?
I don't think so. I'm not getting the positive on that.
Because a couple of months ago, two different psychics just got wild and crazy over it, telling me I was just going to be so busy. and I don't know what happened with that. But then another person came in. There's two other options. There's Michael in Canada. Michael in Canada or Bill in on the Bay, but Bill is not even getting out of email. He's real slow poker. So So
I gotta watch those Canadians.
Yeah, you gotta watch them.
You have to watch the Canadians. They're sneaky.
Well, you know, I wanted a real reading. That's a joke. This has, like, been coming for a year and a half, and it's time for me to just get into my spiritual business.
Yeah.
So if there isn't a real direction, I'll call later.
Okay, Dawn. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a real hard time hearing her, didn't you?
She's looking for something that's very, very hard to get.
Yeah.
A direct, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, there is no such thing as direct because energy shifts so easy.
Exactly.
But I don't think that there's going to be a problem there because the guy from Canada was really had a good vibe. Hey, we've got area code 617 live and on the air with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Great.
My name is Melissa, and I just had a question about my love life, and I wanted to see if my beloved and I can turn this thing around. Or more so, I don't know if it's me that needs to turn it around or if it's just kind of him. He needs to mature a little bit, and I'm wondering if we could turn this around.
What do you get hit?
I don't know, but to be honest with you, I'm getting a good feeling. It mostly comes from your mention of your beloved.
Yeah.
And that goes an awfully long way. So it'd be my best guess that he probably does need to mature a little bit. I'm getting that, but that's fairly common. You know, with men 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. You know, most of us need to mature a little bit, but the fact that you have someone that you feel is beloved speaks volumes, and I'm sure that he probably feels the same way.
I like his energy, if that helps at all.
Okay.
Just to validate what the hitman's giving you, I'm liking his energy. So, why is there there's an awful lot of pain behind him, though. I get a whole lot of pain from him, like past, that he's got to work out, and I think that's part of the maturity thing.
Okay, there could be several different areas, so I'm just trying to figure out where the pain, if it's a growing pains, if it's some... When you say pain, are we just saying like some mental anguish?
A lot of mental anguish, yes, from past history.
Yeah, he made some bad choices.
Yeah.
He made some not so good choices, and he is...
Yes, exactly.
Dealing with some of the consequences now of those choices.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How old is this man?
33.
Yeah, well, on a very, very young man, and the wrong choices, would these be with women?
Women, lifestyle, lifestyle. And
well, what it does is it starts to fracture your psyche, starts to fracture that as a man in his 30s. And as long as he finds something that satiates him and makes him happy in his heart, he'll be fine. But if he makes more bad choices, he ends up a 50-year-old broken man. And by broken, I mean a hurt heart, which is not good.
Right. Living in a room, probably. No, I'm joking with the living room, but I get it. Men at this age who don't kind of settle and take responsibility and do things usually end up by yourself alone and eating TV dinners.
Holidays. Right.
Right.
You should be giving us advice. It sounds like you really know what you're talking about.
Well, I have several examples of men who were players and weren't responsible and lived a particular lifestyle, and now they're, you know, either in their 50s or their 60s or they're, you know, in their late 40s and they're doing I'm going to my sister's house on the holidays and I'm eating TV dinners. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Very perceptive and I'm a 58-year-old man, and I've seen a lot of it.
Okay.
Exactly what you described, you know. But I get a good feeling for the two of you.
Okay, so he's not like TV dinner prone here? Like we can survive this?
I'm not getting the TV dinner lonely dog. I'm getting the family man and kick back in front of the fire and watch the TV.
Sports Center.
What's that?
Okay. I said Sports Center.
Oh, okay. But you get my draft up. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you. I hope it all works out well for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, let's see. We've got a little question going on here in chat room. Hard to keep up with this. I know you're not familiar with chat, Hitman, but let me see if I can get it out here for you. It's She-Wolf, and she's asking, can either of you tell me if my divorce will end and favorably for me, and do you have any insight as to why I am having such strange dreams lately?
I would say no divorces end happily, you know. No, let me rephrase that. Very, very few end happily. Everybody gets hurt. You promise to love each other and care for each other till death do you part, and that's not happening. So it is a fracture of sorts and not pleasant for either party.
Yeah,
and,
but I think
there's not winners in a divorce.
Right. It's not a winning situation.
Not necessarily losers either, but just
no, but
not
it's
normally
a tough
big
situation.
Not normally a big happy time for
but I, party. I get the feel that She-Wolf is very, very strong, a very cunning woman on her own, and that she's going to make it through this, you know, pushing a wad of roses in front of her so that everything smells just dandy. The way I'm getting it from you, She-Wolf, is that these dreams that you're having, you're working out a lot of your difficulties in dream state now that you would normally work out in the physical. But because there's so many things happening in your place and in your space right now, you're being caused to have the experiences in dream state. And I think that's real positive. And that's what I get. You get that at all?
Yes, makes sense to me.
Because you were kind of looking at me like I had three eyes.
Well, but you just have to be patient because it's never a comfortable situation to go through a divorce. I don't care if you hate the spouse or loved him. You obviously loved him. You married him at one point. So you just got to hang in there and be patient.
There you go. Well, I think that about sums it up on that.
You reckon that was a hit?
I think that was a hit.
All right.
Let's see if we can get any more calls in. We've got quite a few folks here in our queue. And I'm looking at time. I don't know about time because there's this big thing here in the middle. Let me see if I can move that. Excuse me, board troubles. Not saying which one. I can't really tell. But it looks like we've got about 20 minutes left. So let's get moving right on with our next caller. Area code 856. You are live and you are on the air with us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Great. How can we help you?
I'm like the other caller that you had. Like I miss friend badly. I was wondering if he feels the same way. Did he misses me or whatever you pick up?
What's his first name again?
Tom.
Any idea on Tom? Because I'm getting a real mixed energy
me
from
too.
Him.
Me too. I'm getting a real scramble.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling. Has he got somebody else in his life?
An ex-wife.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. That's why. I'm not saying anything yay or nay about it. All I'm saying is that her energy is very mysterious, mysteriously mixed up, and he is so entwined in whatever it is that she's dishing out. So what's going on there? I don't really need to know, but I guess I'm just posing an open-ended question. That there's a lot going on.
I know she's not going back.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But what about you? Are you going to hang in there for this? Because I'm getting a negatory there. I don't feel that you're going to want to hang in for all this.
I know both of them, so I know the whole family.
Yeah. No wonder you're so wrapped up in it. Yeah. You know what I'm getting? I'm getting that you need to just clear the air totally. Cleanse yourself with either sage oil or sage your area, sage your atmosphere. Use salt in your home, salt your doorways, and let it sit for 24 hours before you vacuum it up. I don't even vacuum it up. I just sprinkle a small amount of salt, and then the next time I come through with the vacuum, it's gone. But it's really good at cleansing the air. If you have a salt lamp, it would be great to run the salt lamp 24 hours a day just to keep that your air clear, because there's, you're so involved in this that there's so much, it seems that there's so much going on. It kind of worries me for you, dear, that it's overwhelming and you're going to, like, take off.
Okay. So that means that he's not thinking of me or anything like that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, dear?
I guess that means that he's not thinking of me or misses me or anything like that, then.
I think he's thinking about you, but something is confusing him. Something is confusing him, so whether it's the ex-wife or you or...
Or his feelings for her.
Yeah,
right.
or the couple of you, I'm not getting anything there, but... But I am getting that this man is confused. But I don't know why.
I'm in a different location. I'm in a different location, different country.
Okay.
As of now.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be a real factor.
That's all the mysterious.
Yeah.
Mysterious.
That's why it's scrambled.
Scramble, yeah. Like a frittata.
I'm going back home, so soon. He doesn't know yet.
Okay. Well... You are going to be protected with an opal protective bubble. It's called the Orb of Life. If you take the Orb of Life that I'm handing to you and you place it just above your crown chakra, you're going to be protected no matter where you go.
Okay.
And that's the best I can tell you. Is that you are protected.
Cool.
All right. I hope that helps.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Betcha. We're moving right on. We're moving on to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Oh, hi, B.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm good. Hi, Hitman.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. Another Canadian here. I know.
I told you, watch those Canadians.
I know. I said, ha ha.
You're a Canadian. Where are you from, hon?
I live in 100 miles north of Toronto, Ontario.
Well, so do I.
Where do you live? I live in Collingwood.
Collingwood. Okay. I used to have ski lodges in Collingwood, and I skied there as a child. And I lived in Orillia and Bracebridge and Huntsville and around that area.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. But I skied Blue Mountain when Jozo Wider owned it.
Right. Okay. I was here then, too.
I shouldn't tell you that. That gives away my age. But, but yeah, I loved it over there. And our cottages were right at the base of the big ski jump there now at the end of that concession line.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah,
I happen to be the same age, so young.
Small world. Small world.
Small world, for sure. And it's the first time I've used the Skype, so which is
great
to call.
You sound great on Skype. Yeah, you sound good.
Oh, well, good. And actually, it's not even a headset. It's just little microphone. So, but
no,
I have
right.
a
computer. Cool.
Yeah.
So how can we help you today, dear?
Okay. I just wanted to ask about a legal situation. My ex-partner, we lived together for 13 years, and he's now taking me to small claims court, and I hired a paralegal, and I just want to know whether I made the right decision with this paralegal, because I'm having maybe a little bit worried at the moment. Just I'm a little worried because he was supposed to send something through to me and he didn't do it, and so whether I made him, you know, what I should do here.
I have a lot of experience in this area, unfortunately, and because of the fact that you live together or cohabitated in the particular geography that you're in,
yeah,
my strong recommendation to you is to get a good lawyer.
Forego
the paralegal and get yourself a good attorney who's versed in this sort of work, because the laws where you are such that if you were married to this person, that's one condition, one situation, and the law deals with it a certain way. But when you live with a person where you are, it's a whole new set of rules, whole new set of circumstances, and you have to be very, very careful. A spouse can only sue for 50%. A common law spouse can sue for 100%.
Whoa.
So be very, very careful. Get yourself a good lawyer.
Really? Well, I had had a Deborah Bapstone before, who I think, she told me I didn't need to give him anything. And my ex ended up moving on and living with somebody else. And so I thought, so I dropped the ball. And I think she was very good. And whether I need to get her back then or not.
You said your ex, like you were married to this person?
No, we weren't married. We lived common law.
Right. Well, like I said, in common law, in that particular part of the world, you have a real problem, hon, a real problem, because your common law spouse can sue for 100%. And if it was your legal spouse, then they can only sue for 50%. So be very, very careful. And that's why I told you in the first place, you really need to get a good attorney. And if you know one and they've worked with you before, I would not hesitate for a heartbeat to go ahead and reengage them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I hate to tell you that, but I've been there, done that. Years ago, I lost $1 million like that.
Wow.
So you really have to be careful. And I found out about these common law laws in that part of the world the hard way. So please don't do that. Get a lawyer and protect yourself. Yeah, protect yourself. You have to.
Okay, well,
I hope that helps.
Well, okay. Well,
like I said, you lucked out, because, like I said, I've been there several times and I'm quite versed in this, in the custody and in the, you know, separation or divorce situations in the common law. It's no good. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the nice words.
Anyway, heart.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate it, because I had a funny sort of feeling when he didn't, you know, do what he said he was going to do, and I'm like,
right.
is he in over his head in this situation?
Well, I'd be really, really careful about it, hon, and like I say, get yourself a good attorney. You've got this woman you think is good and have dealt with before. Go ahead and engage.
Yeah, I like that. I like the energy there.
Kick back, relax, and let the legal department handle it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Lots of love.
Aw, thanks so much. And you too.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks,
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks, Edmund.
You're welcome, buddy.
Aw. Oh, that just breaks my heart. I hate it. But hey, you're a Canadian. You know this.
That's right.
Hey, we got a question here from Mystic Hexie. She says, there is a guy at my place of work. He's interesting to me, kind of like a crush. I have no clue what it is, and it bugs me. But then again, maybe I should just play with it. I don't know. What do you think?
I know.
Okay.
I'm just like a hitman.
You are the hitman. Get on it there, hitman.
you should approach this.
Mystic Hexie.
Okay. Mystic Hexie, you should approach this person and go for a coffee or a glass of wine or whatever it is, a walk in the park, a sit on the bench, and just see what you think about the whole situation. It's an infatuation and a little crush. Well, I would explore it because they don't come along every day.
Absolutely not.
So you should take advantage if you have one and exploit it and just see where it goes.
I like that because, you know what, what really piqued my interest was the way you phrased it, dear. You said, there's a guy at work, and he is interesting to me. Well, that tells you that there's some kind of resonance there, and yeah, explore. Wonderful idea. You never know. It could be something that will be beneficial to both of you, and good luck with that. Yay! Yep. It's a past life history is what happens. Past life history comes back in this lifetime, and that's why when we look at someone, we get that spark because we remember. Off to run errands. Have a great day. I see that, She-Wolf. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us today. What do you say we go right on to another call?
Sure.
Are you ready for callers?
Ready.
All right. Let's see now. We have, wow, we've got area code 770. Hello, 770. You're live and on the air.
Hello, Hitman and D. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Cool.
I'm good. Thank you. I have a simple question. I was trying to make up my try to decide for July whether I should go away with a girlfriend to a Ebony festival in New Orleans, hang around and wait for family members to come and have a gathering with them. So that's my question. What do you see? I would have more fun. Do you pick up some energy with that?
Well, all I'm getting, honey, is a great big yes. That's all I see is a great big yes. You should go ahead and do that. Go to that festival and just relax and have a super time because that's what I'm getting. That's the feeling I'm getting.
Go with the festival instead of being with family members?
With your girlfriend and the festival and just some real good cooking and just a real nice time and I think that your family will understand and just be right there for you. This is what I'm getting from it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think so too. I'm getting a definite New Orleans.
Go ahead,
go.
New Orleans.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
go to that.
A few Benaise and a little wine, honey, you'd be in good shape.
Yeah.
Well, I know. When she mentioned it to me, I said, whoa, yes, that sounds good. That sounds like, yeah, I'm ready to get away. But when I thought about it, I said, oh, my cousin called me and said they are coming for a family gathering in July, and I got to find out just when in July. So I did contact her, and she said, July 4th. I said, oh, July 4th, that's the time she wants me to go away. And I thought, I was excited about it when she asked me that.
Well, don't get unexcited about it, honey. Just go ahead and fill your boots and go to New Orleans and eat you some gumbo and have a good time with your girlfriend.
Yeah, have me a glass of wine. Yes.
And don't forget the beignets and the cafe au lait.
What? Don't forget what?
The beignets and the cafe au lait.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. You see anything else around me?
Anything else you see around her? Because I've got one more question, and we've got about 6 minutes.
Well, when you asked the question initially, it hit me very hard. A yes with your girlfriend in New Orleans, and your family is going to understand. You need to get away. That's what I'm getting. You need to get away and have a good time. So you can take it from the psychic hit, man. That's what you should do, hon. Go enjoy
yourself. Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sweetie.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, we got a question from Pamela in the chat, and she says, I'm asking about my friend that is wanting to get divorced. Do you feel like he will? And he and I will eventually get together, or is there someone else out there for me? She said he's got the money to get divorced, but he could lose his zoo. He's a master falconer, wow, and a rehabber of endangered animals like eagles. What a wonderful profession. That's heavy duty. I see him flying off. He's not sticking with that woman. You see it that he's staying, huh?
I don't know. It scrambled me with all these things that he does. Like, falconry has always just mesmerized me. I thought I'd be a falconer one time. I found out you had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So
wow,
changed all my plans.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know. I'm getting the mixed signals here.
I'm getting the bittersweet signal.
I see that
she kicked him out.
I think he's too complicated. I think she needs to find a simpler man. More relaxed man. This man is not relaxed. When you get up at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and head off to your falconry, you are a special type of individual. A very, very specific individual. And I get the feeling that you don't need that specific individual. You need a common man, a general man.
So she's asking. She said he's got the zoo. He owns a zoo. That's really cool too, having a zoo.
Well, I also get that he's not going to let that zoo go, because this is his life, is the endangered animals,
right,
and the falcons and so on and so forth. I don't get him walking away from it. Doesn't matter how much money he has.
Yeah,
I don't think that money is real important to this man. What he does and how he lives his life, I think that's important to him. And I think that I get the feeling that you'll take a back seat. But that's just the hit, man.
Yeah, but this gal's got her own deal. She's going to Montezuma's castle, I believe she said, is to work for 6 months.
Good.
And that was another question that she asked earlier on in the show, and I answered it because it hit me so hard that, yeah, they could keep her on there and continue to renew her contract, in other words,
yeah,
if they're happy. So, you know, the – not to worry about the men thing, Pam. You are, I've seen your picture. You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. Honey, the men will take a back seat to you. I'm sorry. Don't get upset.
I agree.
Man,
no, I agree.
This is a lovely, lovely woman. So, and hey, oh my goodness, we've only got about 2 more minutes. Sandra wants to know, do you see any work for me? That Sandra up in Canada, Collingswood.
Oh, in Collingwood.
Yeah.
In Collingwood. And believe it or not, in the tourist industry.
There you go, Pam.
I don't know why, but that's what I'm getting, is the tourist industry.
Excellent.
And I know Collingwood is an excellent place for it. I was there last summer, and it's just absolutely gorgeous there on Georgian Bay. And I see you doing something with the tourists, maybe a boat. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm getting.
I'm just writing a little message in the chat room to let everybody know how much we love and appreciate you. Thank you all for joining us today here on The Metaphysical Edge with our special guest, the psychic. That's Blog Talk letting us know. We've got 60 seconds left for our program, so please do hang on today for Radio Saturday, Lydia's Literary Lowdown at 4 o'clock. Don't forget, Audrey has moved to Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central, and Gregory has moved to 9 a.m. Central on Thursdays. Some changes that will be going up on our website over the next several days. Life is about change. Life is about love. So let's turn on our love lights and accept change in no matter what form it comes to us. Hitman, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure, and I hope you'll have me back again.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody. God bless each and every one of you.
Much
love.
God bless.
This is going to be tough. There we go, because it was all hiding. Okay.